From NPR Music in Washington, D.C. and Mexico City, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Hey, Felix, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm a little drenched. I got caught in a big storm on my way here. It rains a lot in Mexico City around this time of year.
I remember that. I was there visiting once about this time, and it just opened up every day.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, it's like without fail. So we don't play a lot of remixes on the show, but I'm going to make an exception today. This is Astro from Chile. This is their song Colombo, and it's a remix by a Guatemalan DJ named Meneo. And you know how sometimes we throw questions to listeners about how do you say this in English, how do you say that in English? How do you say Meneo in English?
I have no idea.
It's not hip shaking. It's like swiveling, but swiveling sounds very prosthetic.
Let's ask him and let's listen to the music in the meantime. You know, I have to say that when I first heard that song, it really bugged me. It was just too chirpy, too peppy. I sort of felt it, but I was like, something about it. But
you know who loved Astro?
But it's growing on me. Who?
Oh, really? Yeah, Tom Heisinger, our classical music blogger. He stopped me in the hall, nearly pinned me down to the wall, and was like, I love Astro.
I know he did. He's a big fan of that one.
Fan. And it's just unexpected. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, Tom has got, as we say, really big ears, man. He hears a lot of different things. And he's got an appreciation for all kinds of different music. So it doesn't surprise me because Astro, they really sort of spanned all kinds of genres and audiences and really just pulled all these people into their sound.
Yeah.
All right, Jasmine, we're going to continue with more music and a very, very cool interview you were able to nail down while you're there in Mexico City.
Yes, Mala Rodriguez, Spanish rapper Mala Rodriguez. I have so much to tell you about her. I mean, this isn't a great song. This is from her new album, Bruja, or Witch. And I was speaking to a friend of the show, blogger Juan Data, and he, you know, he specializes in Latin hip hop. And what he was telling me was that this album really signifies a return to Mala Rodriguez's roots in hardcore rap. And, you know, remember when we saw her at the Latin Alternative Music Conference last year?
Yeah.
And when she goes live, you know, with hip hop, a lot of times I don't love how it sounds live, but when she goes live, there's almost like a heavy metal quality to it, you know, to her vocals. There's that growling and screaming, and it becomes a distinctly different product than the album. It's just something very different. And especially in this song, 33, or 33, she really does that thing with the vocals. You know, she's like growling and screaming.
Okay, Jazz, let's just hear the song. This is 33, the new track from Mala Rodriguez.
Qué mierda eres, Guillo, en serio. Qué mierda eres. Mala Rodriguez. Tengo 33, el trabajo de un hombre no lo puede hacer un niño. Salimos a bolsa haciendo daño, púbrete. Pon toda tu mierda en una caja y lárgate. ¿Qué risa? No entiendo qué dice, qué habla. A mí no me importa tu idioma, así que raja. Déjate de hostia, me criaron por debajo de la puerta en una caja. Con cuidadito te he dicho, mi amor, vamos a matarte despacito. No te pongas vacilón, que me conozco, complico. ¿Dónde está mi Buda cuando lo necesito? Roto. Si move un dedo, creo porque puedo. Acelero el peo sin cuidado, yeah. Te vi apoya sin deseo. Fácil, te quiero solo por el físico. Tú y yo no tenemos relación. Echamos vacío, no tenemos corazón. ¿Dónde está la guerra? ¿Dónde está la pa' que me la como? ¿Dónde están los hombres? ¿Dónde están las bolas de dragón? Los de siempre jodiendo como siempre. Así fácil, como por educación. Hecho pa' tu hija, aspira mierda, sueña conmigo. Tú no te equivoques, no estás preparado para follar con la reina. Juego con ventaja, el viento me lo sopla sin prisa. Yo marco el minuto a la nación. Ya no conocemos camarones, solo hay uno come. Come, 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 hago y deshago. Drógate por mí, no quiero pago. Quise suda mucho, quise cobra poco. Quise habla fuerte, aquí cuento poco. Ni vaina, ni hostia. Versos elegantes como cocaína en el salón, puta. Bailan como zorras a mi son, sin tacones, belleza. Te va a tocar estudiar, hincas los codos en la mesa. Te voy a dar trabajo así que agacha, tira pa' la cocina. Quizá aprende mucho, sin premeditación. Te follo cuando quiero, tú eres mi puta. No te la saco de la boca porque no me interesa. Habla mucha mierda, ya hace falta algo.
You know, I was just thinking about, you know, I interviewed her and I was just thinking about how, you know, she has such a different brand of feminism than a lot of the female rappers in English language rap. You know, she doesn't really talk about her sexual conquest that much, and she doesn't really talk about money that much, but she does talk about being assertive and being powerful. And in this song about, you know, she's just like, I'm 33, the job of a man can't be done by a boy.
I think you can hear that in a lot of Spanish language rap, where it's not as degrading to females and to women. It's not as materialistic. It's not as, you know, just so vulgar as a lot of what we hear in mainstream rap here in this country, in the United States. You know, just some of this stuff I just can't listen to anymore. And a lot of the rap coming out of Latin America is completely different.
Well, I think it plays a really different role. I think in Latin America, you know, hip hop really picked up where Canción Contestataria left off in Nueva Trova. You know, it's really like the political protest music, you know, which is not to say hip hop in the U.S. doesn't play the role of protest. And also, you know, another very interesting point that I think it's what you're getting at is that Latin hip hop is really spearheaded by women. And that's, it's not that there's not great male MCs in Latin rap. There are. I mean, I imagine you could say that there are more male MCs in Latin America and Spain than there are females. But the ones who cross over into the U.S. are females. You have Ana Tijoux, you have Mala Rodriguez, to a certain extent you have Ariana Puello. And the reason for that, as it's been explained to me, is that it's just more marketable. I mean, foreign language hip-hop is not very marketable. Most Americans don't want to hear it. It gives it like an added, almost like, you know, adding, I don't know, like disguising your vegetables if you package it with with a good-looking woman, you know, for better or for worse. And that's definitely Ana Tijoux and Mala Rodriguez and Ariana Puello.
Well, I would agree with you, and I think that's a very good observation, because I certainly don't hear anything worth listening to in a track. I mean, somebody as big as Jay-Z and Kanye with that N-word in Paris song. I mean, that was...
I like them, but, you know, but that we're going to have to disagree.
Disagree on that one, because I just didn't hear anything on that one. But we heard great track from Mala Rodriguez. And tell me about her record. She's got a new album coming out?
Well, it's out already. It came out recently, a few months ago. It's called Bruja, or Witch. She said she was kind of like reappropriating that term, a lot like she reappropriated the term Mala, you know, or a bad girl.
Right.
And it's a great album. It really goes back to her roots. I think her last album was, it was a little poppy and light. And that's okay, you know, but this is such an angry, feisty album. And it's really good to see her like that again. It was really good seeing her live. I mean, every time she just makes my night, you know, I wake up the next morning and I feel like a happier person.
Well, let me ask you a question then. When you saw her in Mexico City, then we saw her in Central Park in New York in July.
I've seen her twice in Mexico City this year.
Okay, so what's the difference in the audience? How does it react differently from there and over here?
I think Mala is someone who hasn't really made an attempt to cross over into mainstream U.S. markets. You know, I mean, she's not like a Ricky Martin or a Juanes or a Shakira. So, you know, at Central Park, you got like a smaller audience who really loved her. And here, everyone loves her. I mean, everyone I told I'm interviewing Mala Rodriguez was just like, take me with you. Including you.
Yes, right. Well, we were happy to have her track on the show. And then also, we want to remind listeners that we did do a guest DJ with her.
It was awesome.
But yeah, way early in the show, and she's been a friend of the show, so we're very happy to have her again.
Oh, we did that guest DJ in English and Spanish, which was really exciting.
We're going to continue with another track that you brought in from Mariel Mariel. Tell me about this and the name of the track.
Sure. Mariel Mariel is from Chile, and this is a track called Foto Pa Ti. Or Picture for You, and it's off of her upcoming album, which has the same name.
Para encontrar el amor hay que salir a buscar, para cambiar hay que saber cambiar, salirse del vaivén, toma la carretera, mira las piedras, cosas pasajeras, tanto trabajo no me relajo, el intelecto me está matando, mira que yo voy a donde va la situación. Para encontrar el amor hay que salir a buscar.
tu fiera con la pierna en tu cadera. Soy la pica mañosa, consentida, caprichosa. En el patio de tu casa, en la disco, en la playa. Tomo una foto para ti, vaya donde yo vaya.
You know, before we do the show, I always listen to all the tracks. And this one here just nailed me to my chair.
Really?
And, oh, my gosh. This thing just, there's okay. so much going on musically that just, I just that for me to chew on. And then that.
Like hit, what? Tell me.
All the rhythm stuff underneath, you know, that. And then there's like these. There's all these other little rhythms going on, percolating underneath.
In a way, her voice is also an instrument.
Oh, also on top of it, bouncing over like a rubber ball, like not even on this beat sometimes, and just kind of playing with time. And that guitar thing just kind of made it very almost metal-like, and then she came back at the end and did again more of that rhythmic,
it's very
like
well
a trampoline.
It's oh, very good.
It's a great, great track. And it has something in common with our next track. I'm going to play an artist by the name of Jandro, and the track is called Donde Ir. Both tracks are presented by Pan Dulce Productions, which is Carla Morrison's production company.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I'm not kidding.
Okay,
I'm going. Bye.
Yeah, I ran into her the other day.
Did you? Oh, please.
At a coffee shop.
Hold on a sec. Let me pick that name up that you just dropped.
I ran into her at this coffee shop here called El Péndulo.
Are you saying that just to tease me that I'm living this?
No,
you're
I wasn't eating anything delicious.
No, I'm just saying you're meeting. Where is this magic coffee shop that you like telenovela stars? I mean, you ran into some other musician.
Actually, a lot. The neighborhood I live in, a lot of telenovelas get filmed.
It's so funny.
Sometimes I think I should just walk by and throw a glass of water on someone.
Be part of the story.
Yeah.
Que se congele el reloj. Tú entiendes lo que haces, pero no sabes bien por qué. Tú vienes con el viento y te regresas con el mar. Sientes que en un beso se te va la realidad. No tengo a dónde ir.
Tell me about this Jandro person.
This Jandro person's name is Alejandro Jimenez. And, you know, he's the sound producer and engineer for Carla Morrison's Déjame Llorar album. And also part of her band. You saw him in the band when we saw her at Central Park in New York this past July. And he, what he's doing is like he's done production work on this and other albums. He's stepping out into the spotlight from behind the scenes. He's got this great single out. A new album's coming out soon, again, through Pan Dulce Productions and Carla Morrison's efforts. And, you know, one of the things she says about doing this is that it's her way of paying it forward because other people have helped her along the way.
Oh, that's really cool.
So she's that's like, really cool. You know what? I've got some notoriety. I'm getting some attention. So I'm going to use it to good. So another reason to like Carla Morrison.
Wouldn't it be nice if you did that for me?
Oh, well, you know.
Next up, we have Buscabulla from Puerto Rico. Well, she lives in New York. And this is the song Sono. And when we're done listening to it, I'm going to tell you why she's a girl after my own heart.
Again, another track with lots of really delicious, yummy sounds to listen to and to grab onto. Tell me about this.
So this is Raquel Berrios. She's clothing designer, but more importantly to us, she's a DJ. And she did sample here. I mean, there's such a richness of samples in the variety. She sampled, you know, Cuban psychedelic. She samples Argentine 80s rock. She also samples salsa. And the reason I was telling you she's kind of a girl after my own heart, I was reading an interview with her, and she was asked, you know, why do you sample all these really old sounds? And she was saying that nowadays music sounds too polished, too disinfected, it's too contrived for a certain audience. And that in the past, a lot of the music was just, you know, for the sake of the music, and it had that rough feel, you know, like with strings hanging at the end.
I like that. I like her approach, and I certainly like the track. I'm going to ask you some questions now. We're going to take some time to talk a little bit about your stay in Mexico, because we haven't had a chance to talk about it on phone, in email, on paper, or anything. For example, very quickly, you know, what were your first impressions when you got there, and what are your perspectives now over some of the same things?
Well, you know, I've worked in Mexico a lot in the past. I fell in love with it almost the first time I got here. The first time I got to Mexico, my grandmother had just died. And my grandma raised me. And I was feeling really homesick, you know? I had like a big void. And Mexico City and the music of the musicality of Mexico City really filled it. You know, I had been looking for several months for a way to fill that void. And then I got here for the first Vive Latino we came to. It was like, a year ago? Almost 2 years ago. And I'd say a year and a half. And, you know, just the sheer, not just at the festival, but like everywhere, you know, and so many artists from Latin America who come by here, who live here, who record here. And it's a place where, I don't know, I guess sometimes, you know, home can have a lot of like just momentarily bad memories, maybe, you know, like I wasn't ready to go back to Argentina. Everything reminded me of my grandmother. But Mexico really offered itself up as home, you know, like just the people are so warm and I don't know, like everyone wants to help you out and everyone is doing something really interesting and creative. I think it's a magical place. And I, you know, I think one of the things that I started suspecting when I got here, but now I feel really strongly, is that, you know, obviously Mexico has a lot of problems. You know, all of Latin America does. But I think it doesn't get its due, you know? I think everyone should come to Mexico City once in their life. It's an amazing, cosmopolitan, exciting city full of variety. And everyone should give Mexico a chance. I think, you know, in the U.S., we get invaded a lot by very legitimate news, you know, about the drug war. And immigration. And those things are happening and they're real and they need to be addressed. And, you know, I'm doing some stories too here, you know, but there's so much more happening here.
I think that's the key. There's so much more. And that's one of the ways that we can do it is through music and hearing your report and just sometimes hearing just what you have to do sometimes just to get to this, to our closet studio, you know,
well,
gives
it rains
an idea
a lot.
Right.
I actually live like a few blocks away, but it rains right around the time when we tape, you know?
And okay, so now what has surprised you?
What has surprised me? I think just the sheer amount of people who are working on fascinating projects. You know, like I went to the Museo Rufino Tamayo the other day for an opening, and I just sat next to this woman who has become my friend, who she works at an organization that broadcasts the Met's opera series. And it's the Met's biggest market outside of the U.S.
Hmm.
And yeah, I just think just the sheer amount of people who are doing creative and fascinating things. Like I met a guy, you know, he has a bike and it's like a rickshaw. Almost, you know, and he gives tours to blind people and he pedals. And while he's pedaling, he describes the city and the beauty of the city in great detail and in very poetic detail. You know, that's like a really creative, thoughtful project. And it's full of projects like that here. Seriously, like you just it's like osmosis. You sit in it and you start absorbing that energy.
OK, so from now on, I haven't been doing this because I'm letting you get settled. But from now on, every show, I'm going to give you a couple of pop questions. I'm not going to tell you they are ahead of time. Okay.
Okay.
So just because I love these first impression things, it was pretty good. Thank you. Let's continue. Let's finish with some music. We have two more tracks.
Yes, and this next one is Lido Pimienta. She's Colombian, and she teamed up with Atropolis, a New York DJ. It's a really sweet love song.
It's called Reza Por Mi. Pray for me.
Pray for me.
Sonrío por ti.
That's a sweet love song, and that's funny because the next track you brought is Let's Be Strangers Again, which is kind of a breakup song, I imagine.
You know, it's hard to tell. I guess it could be considered that way. Just listen to the lyrics and decide for yourself. This is by an artist by the name of René Lopez, and he's got an album by the same name coming out on October 8th. Let me talk a little bit about him before we play the track, because it's the last track in the show. His dad was a trumpet player in Ray Barreto's band during the Fania glory days, and he was also a founding member of the band Típica 73, Típica 73. And he went on to become this very, very knowledgeable and respected musicologist. That's René Lopez's dad. So he has this Fania, he has Afro-Caribbean music in his blood, right? Yeah. And he has created a career for himself and a musical identity. This track, is a title track from his new album, and it gives you an idea of what the new EP is going to sound like.
It's not a breakup song.
No, it's not.
It's about wanting to get to know someone again, because maybe you started off on the wrong foot.
The rest of the album is like this. It's a very, very nice EP.
Don't dismiss mi romanticismo latinoamericano.
We have to bring the show to the end. I do want to say that one of the things that René Lopez does is he has started this video series called Songs from the Stoop, and he's got a guitar. He sings his songs on the stoop. He had his kids singing one day. Then he has his other friends come. It's going to be a series where he invites musicians. There'll be jam sessions.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and it's very, very, very clever. So
maybe you should do what I was going to do with the telenovelas.
Just walk by with your conga. Go, hey, René, what's happening?
I want to walk by and throw a glass of water. I'll probably throw it on some rando who's not even an actor.
You can hear this song that we're talking over by René López in its entirety and all the songs we played on the show today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
We want to remind you that you can hear the 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio at npr.org/music.
All the time. Who wouldn't want to hear us all the time?
All the time. 24/7. From Washington, D.C., I'm Felix Contreras.
And from Mexico City, Tenochtitlan, I am Jasmine Garst. Let's never be strangers.
Let's never be strangers. This has been Alt Latino.
You totally stole my line. I was thinking about that all... Something's never changed.